Family Feud, Trust Link to Governor Newsom's In-Laws Makes Donation to DeSantis PAC. By Hannah Blow on August 31, 2022. A trust linked to members of Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's family, namely, his in-laws, made a donation to Governor Ron DeSantis's PAC in Florida earlier this year. It is an interesting tidbit given the fact that Newsom recently announced a $100,000 pledge to Representative Charlie Crist's DFL campaign to defeat the popular Republican governor. Fox News first reported the contribution, which the Siebel family revocable trust made to the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC, giving $5,000 earlier this year, on April 6, 2022. The trust is reportedly run by Newsom's in-laws, Kenneth F. Siebel Jr. and Judith A. Siebel. Newsom's father-in-law Kenneth Siebel has a long history of making donations to GOP candidates, according to Federal Election Commission filings. His most recent donations include contributions to the campaigns of Republican Senators Ron Johnson, Tom Cotton, and Josh Hawley. Nonetheless, Newsom has gone out of his way to make his disdain for Governor Ron DeSantis, R, known. He even went as far as sending a message to Floridians over the 4th of July weekend, informing them that freedom is under attack in the Sunshine State and begging them to move to blue, high-tax California, where restrictions loomed throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California. But we still believe in freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love, he claimed. Don't let them take your freedom. While Newsom's plea was news to millions of Floridians, who have enjoyed living in the state free of restrictions and lockdowns throughout the vast majority of the pandemic, DeSantis' challenger Crist has invited support from the California governor, who also seems committed to ousting DeSantis from office. Time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor. I'm pledging $100,000 right now to it Charlie Crist, who will join me in helping Charlie become the next governor of Florida. The Democrat governor asked last week, pledging $100,000 to Crist, who himself said he does not want the vote of millions of Floridians, as they apparently have hate in their hearts for supporting the governor. Crist has also agreed with the false language embraced by the radical left, defending President Biden for calling MAGA Republicans semi-fascists and making it clear that he still wants the president to campaign for him. But while Crist receives support from Newsom, DeSantis has raked in other endorsements from prominent organizations, from the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, FRLA, to the Florida Retail Association. Freedom is on the line this November, DeSantis said of the race between himself and Crist, urging Floridians to put on the full armor of God to fight the destructive agenda of Joe Biden and his number one ally in Florida, Charlie Crist.